Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Riverlandroofing.com. Our thanks to Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, DNA Bank, Tannehill Carmen, my guy Zach Bonner over there at Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title. To Pat, they do everything and power everything we do here at Talk Champions and the Ole Miss Spirit. OleMissSpirit.com. Put them on 3. Sign up today for $1. Welcome in to another live edition of Talk Champions. He's Zach Berry at Zach_Berry. He too writes at the Ole Miss Spirit. OleMissSpirit.com. Put them on 3. Sign up today for $1. And Zach, we have a promo coming up. Tell people.
Oh, buddy. Do we have one?
Did I throw you off there? You aren't ready?
Yeah, so...
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so this Friday, Black Friday, we got a Black Friday. 50% off. You get access to the fan site, the Ole Miss Spirit, On3, and Rivals. We're talking coaching carousel, transfer portal intel, signing day scoop, message boards. And on top of all that, Ben, you get a full year of access to The Athletic. I thought I was going to be able to write and do this at the same time.
We're here.
We're back. We'll be sending out all of that starting on Friday and then as well on Monday for Cyber Monday. So 50% off. It's the ultimate fan bundle. It can't be beat. You get, again, access to On3 Rivals all across. You get fan site. Coaching carousel, we all know about that. That's been going on. Starting to turn again too, Ben. Maybe people know some things. Maybe some things are happening here as we've got some coaches that are starting to find new homes. But yeah, transfer portal intel. We know that portal opens up January. the calendar's just all jacked up. With the sport, but with National Signing Day, because everybody kind of forgets that will be next week, next Wednesday. I know people think that recruiting is not that big of a deal anymore, but hey, it is, and we'll be covering it. We'll have it wall to wall next Wednesday. So yeah, signing day scoop, transfer portal, access to the message board. The message board has just been on fire with all of the coaching carousel stuff, Lane Kiffin. But then we've got tons of other stuff, Ben. I mean, who knew that I would go to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and then I get on the message board to talk about how awesome that place is, and then somebody in our community was like, hey, I tailgate there. I have season tickets.
Awesome.
So cool. Yeah, message board's great for stuff like that. Small world. But yeah,
it's a community, man. It's a community.
Indeed. So, yeah, and don't let me forget, full year of access to The Athletic as well. So awesome, awesome deal. 50% off. Look for that promo coming out this Friday and on Monday. So with that, good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Doing well. We're going to talk, of course, about my update on the Ole Miss Spirit last night. We're going to talk about On3 and a bunch of other national experts. Brett McMurphy reached out to me too, said, you want to put in a prediction? I would revise that today. But we're going to show you that, kind of talk about their predictions for Lane Kiffin, where he could land. But first, I think the only place to start is with the college football playoff rankings, the latest batch that were released on Tuesday night. Oregon jumps Ole Miss. That was really the question coming in. And we can get into resumes in just a second. But Ole Miss drops a spot to number 7. They were number 6. Didn't play a game, didn't lose a game, and yet they dropped a spot. If the season ended today, obviously it doesn't. Ole Miss would host Alabama, SEC rival Alabama, in the first round in Oxford. If you beat Mississippi State, I think it's fair to say that this is the floor for Ole Miss. I mean, you're going to host a college football first round play, college football playoff first round game. But what did you think of Oregon jumping Ole Miss? Because if you look at the resumes, man, it just doesn't make a ton of sense. I mean, Oregon doesn't have a top 15 win or win over a top 15 team, I should say, all year, while Ole Miss went on the road and beat number 8 Oklahoma, yeah, which is now at a one seed behind Ole Miss. Like, it's like if it's not happening right here and now, we don't give it the credit it deserves. Ole Miss has 2 wins against currently projected playoff teams, including Tulane. I don't understand that. I don't understand why they jumped them. But if nothing else, it makes it crystal clear that Ole Miss needs a win over Mississippi State on Saturday to feel comfortable about its playoff positioning, and also the clarification of the Lane Kiffin situation. Even though the committee came out and said, "Well, we haven't really seen them play without Lane Kiffin," they left the door open to take that into consideration if he's not the head coach. So, with all that said, what did you think about the playoff rankings release?
Well, first of all, on that note about whether or not Ole Miss's ranking would be affected by Lane Kiffin leaving, I think that's stupid. Yes. That is really dumb. I think if you're Ole Miss fans, don't worry about Oklahoma. Win on Friday, you're good. Just by the metrics, by the numbers, by the analytics, however you want to say it, it would be insane for the committee to put Oklahoma, a team Ole Miss went on the road and beat, ahead of in the rankings. That makes zero sense. But I don't know. Then again, Ben, the committee has literally moved the goalposts every year. But I think if you're Ole Miss, you're good at 7. I don't know if Ole Miss can get back up to 6. But hey, you're still going to potentially host a home college football playoff game. Especially if you're an Ole Miss fan, you tip your cap to Oklahoma and the people of Norman, which I heard was a fantastic experience. People enjoyed it.
It was awesome. I had a great time.
You tip your cap because they go on the road and they beat Alabama, knock them down. But yeah, I expected Oregon to jump. I think that's the dumbest. The committee does a lot of dumb things, Ben. I think it's really dumb that teams that are on bye weeks that have a great resume, not only a great resume, but a better resume than the team that jumped them. Mm-hmm. I think that's stupid to get penalized when you're on a bye week. Oregon took care of business at home against SC, but Ole Miss has a better resume than Oregon right now. You're probably looking at the best win for Oregon is what? The win over SC that happened, a 9-3 SC team at home. If you're Ole Miss, I think you have the better numbers. You have the great, the signature win is Oklahoma. And like I said, it was on the road. So I think that those games matter more. Winning on the road is hard, and winning on the road in your conference is even harder. I think it's stupid that you get dropped when you're on a bye week, but it was expected because that's just what the committee does, and it doesn't make any sense. So if you're Ole Miss, though, again, it's very simple. Win on Friday. That's all you got to do. Doesn't matter if you win by 30. Doesn't matter if you win by 4. I think you handle business, and you're going to be just fine. Now, if you want to make some kind of argument for how you win, game control is a big metric now. Ole Miss doesn't have great numbers there because if you've been a part of the Lane Kiffin experience over the last 6 years, Lane Kiffin puts things in cruise control a lot. He will see how a game is flowing. He will see how a game is going. He does this a lot in the Egg Bowl. Did the last 2 years, Ben. Lane Kiffin gets to a point where he's like, okay, if my team's C-plus game can get this win, I'm good with that. We'll just win. And he kind of does that. He did it last year in the Egg Bowl. He did it the year before, where you just kind of take the air out of the ball. And, I think it's a credit to Pete Golding and the defense, where Lane trusts them to get him a win, where they just kind of, hey, we're just going to sit back. We're going to chill. Maybe it won't matter, Ben, because you've got this guy in the backfield named Kewon Lacy.
Doak Walker Award finalist Kewon Lacy to you, sir.
First ever for Ole Miss. First ever. which is wild. But yeah, I think
be a Heisman candidate just like Jeremiah Love, but that's neither here nor there, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that's a hell of a room there when looking at the Doak Walker finalists. You've got Ahmad Hardy, mm-hmm. you've got Jeremiah Love, and you've got Kewon Lacy. All three guys do very different styles, so I like that. They all do different things well, but yeah, if you're Ole Miss, maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe you do get a 2-score, 3-score win because you're just trying to get out of there and you hand it off to Kewon Lacy and he runs for 250 and it doesn't matter. So, yeah, game control number for Ole Miss is at 17, comparatively to Texas Tech, who has just absolutely beat the dog shit out of everyone this year. Their game control number is 30.5. So, again, if you're 11-1, you're in. It doesn't the numbers, sure, that they look pretty on screen. That's not going to matter. Strength of schedule 66, quality wins 3, top 25 wins 2. So I think you're in good shape. Oklahoma might have more quality wins, top 25 wins, but you got the head to head. I don't see how Oklahoma could possibly jump in an 11-1 team that beat them at their place. So. Yeah, it's stupid. I thought it was dumb, but it was expected for Oregon to jump. So, but yeah, Ole Miss, I hate the term control your own destiny because by definition you can't control destiny, but Ole Miss has everything in front of them. Win on Friday, you're golden. Get a couple weeks off, get to host a playoff game. I get to go hang out with Ben in Oxford. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Just win in Starkville in the Egg Bowl. That's the only thing that matters. Correct. I was told that practice yesterday was phenomenal, that you wouldn't be able to tell that there were distractions outside the walls with the way Ole Miss went about its business. And in that way, you can understand the vision then, even with uncertainty surrounding Lane Kiffin, why Keith Carter would make the move to allow him to coach the Egg Bowl, even though nothing has been particularly decided there. We'll get to that in just a second. But from the football perspective, Ole Miss has practiced well. They're all in on the Egg Bowl, and that's what matters here. And I think that was crystallized pretty obviously with the college football playoff rankings. And
yeah,
another thing that was crystallized to me was that, yes, Lane Kiffin, if he is not the head coach, that could very well, if not will, hurt Ole Miss as far as the committee is concerned. I don't disagree with some comments in the chat. I wouldn't necessarily call Hunter Yurecek a dumbass, but I will say that it should be about the resume, period. There should be a uniform agreement on what gets you in and what keeps you out. Things like a quarterback getting hurt for Florida State years ago with only 4 teams to Lane Kiffin, potentially even Ole Miss for 12 teams. It doesn't matter. Kids shouldn't be punished. A team should not be punished for things they cannot control. So in the best interest of the players and the integrity of the playoff selection process, if this committee led by Hunter Yurecek from Arkansas were to punish Ole Miss in that way and set that kind of precedent, college football will still continue to be the best sport in the world that likes to do nothing more than self-sabotage itself, a lot like Lane Kiffin in that way. But the Egg Bowl is the most important thing. And like I said, practice was apparently yesterday just absolutely phenomenal. The 122nd meeting between Ole Miss and Mississippi State in one of the nation's most played rivalries. Ole Miss has got a 66-49-6 edge on the field against State dating back to 1901. They're 24-15-3 all-time in Starkville. Kickoff is 11 a.m. Central Time on Black Friday. Davis Wade Stadium, ABC. Are you one of those people that believes that that the Egg Bowl should always be played on Thanksgiving?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, I love it on Black Friday. And I'm glad it's on Black Friday.
Especially now with kids, it's even more chaos if you've got to do. Yeah. I've got to cook, I've got to host.
We're making turkey chili for my side of the family. Oh, you know, because
that sounds phenomenal. We did Friendsgiving last night. We just did chilies, triple dippers.
See, that's the way to go. It's easier, and no one has to feel bad about or like feel the incredible weight of responsibility of making a turkey for Thanksgiving. But I'm glad it's on Black Friday.
The Thanksgiving game was kind of fun because it was the only game on.
Right.
So like all eyes were on the Egg Bowl, but no, I like Black Friday. I don't care.
Yeah. And I'm good with it too. I prefer it. Honestly, I don't like the Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving, even though that's what I grew up with and have always expected. It's nice to, do it on Black Friday, and 11 a.m. seems about the right time at this point, but don't get it twisted. This Mississippi State team can beat Ole Miss, and that's why it's imperative that Ole Miss be put in the best position to win this one singular game. It's why Keith Carter, I think, when he was evaluating his options, and I know one high-ranking Ole Miss person wanted to get rid of Lane last week with how all this stuff was going. But, you know, the more and more you look at it and kind of assess the situation, I understand allowing him to coach the Egg Bowl, but really it comes back to what is he going to do? Because they've proven this, or they've at least confirmed this. Did Hunter Yurecek in that committee that, yeah, it could be a consideration if Lane's not the head coach for Ole Miss in the playoffs, but we've never seen Ole Miss play without Lane Kiffin, which is absolutely absurd. Absolutely, absolutely absurd. And yeah, Austin Ferguson, Arkansas wants Hunter gone anyways. Arkansas just made a hire, looked like Alex Golish from South Florida, Eric Morris.
Has it been confirmed? State.
I don't know, but it seems like the dominoes are falling. From an Ole Miss standpoint, however, Zach, the only domino is Lane Kiffin. I posted on the Ole Miss Spirit last night, omspirit.com, fluid of on three. Man, I don't know what he's going to do. And I told Brett McMurphy and others earlier this week, I don't know what he's going to do, but I just think he's not going to coach Ole Miss next year. And now more and more, it seems like this is barreling towards him probably staying, if you ask me today. I mean, there's just – he's influenced by anything and everything. He reads everything. He listens to everything. Surface-level things affect him, you know, deeply. It's obviously been a coordinated propaganda approach with his players like Diego Pounds and Kewon Lacy. He doesn't like that the public sentiment has come out against him. He didn't like how the press conference played out and the response to it. And I think for him, we always knew that, like for me at least, I think what's been pretty consistent is that the only thing keeping him here right now, because I'm from talking to sources, man, I'm convinced he was ready to move. He was like, if I was ever going to move, it was going to be this cycle. Why not do it now? But I think more and more, at least today, with what I'm hearing, is trending towards him staying at Ole Miss. I wrote that on the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, fluid of on three. But no one really knows. I mean, just look at these predictions that came out today from insiders, national insiders, from Brett McMurphy to Chris Lowe. Notable there that Chris Lowe has him returning to Ole Miss. That is that is Lane's guy. That is Lane's guy. I'm quoted in this story.
If you had any doubts that Chris Lowe was Lane's guy, you just look at the tweet that Chris Lowe put out yesterday about Charlie Weiss Jr. being a Broyles finalist.
Yeah, well, it's Lane's offense, but yeah, he's great. You know, that was that. Yeah,
well, it's not Lane's offense. He didn't invent it. It's a combination of several offenses that. Okay. Semantics. Whatever. Anyway,
I love Tom Fornelli just coming out with the Titans. Just throwing the Titans in there. Just be different. I mean, Titans. Yeah, Brett reached out to me yesterday. Said, "Hey, do you want to make a prediction?" I said, "I wasn't really willing to pick a school. I just said not Ole Miss." And today, after everything I've heard, at worst, it's even money, man. Like, nothing would surprise me. The only thing that would really surprise me if he went to the Titans. That would surprise me a little bit.
Yeah. Because, by God, who wants to work for Amy Adams right now?
But, like, if Saturday the result is staying at Ole Miss, if the result is LSU, if the result is Florida, none of that will surprise me. The fact that we're starting to see real movement, because Alex Golish is somebody that Ole Miss had interest in. John Sumrall's far and away their number one candidate if they go having to make a hire. Yeah. And there's a reason why he's still waiting. Turns out that the reporting I put on the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, for $1.3 for a dollar. Turns out that reporting saying that Ole Miss was waiting, I mean, that Sumrall was waiting for Ole Miss to see resolution there before moving on Auburn is true. Auburn fans don't have to like it. And the funniest thing is the shit posting on Twitter when I reported that on my message board and somebody went to my announcement that I was returning to on three. In that brief 12-hour period, and he said you should have stayed fired, which I just got to say. If you're going to shitpost, go 110%, you know?
So I text you. You'd been hearing the same stuff for the last couple weeks, and then I heard from someone yesterday that, and this is not me reporting this, it's just rumblings from Fayetteville, Arkansas, you know, parts unknown, was that Sumrall told Arkansas no and hasn't told Auburn no, but has basically just been like, I'm waiting to see what Ole Miss does.
Yeah, but little old Ben Garrett was full of crap on that one, you know.
So, if Lane Kiffin were to move, I think the minus odds for John Sumrall would be pretty large. But I don't know, man. It's weird. Like it's a lot's going on.
Let me just put it this way. Two of the guys on this list reached out to me yesterday and said, "So you think he's leaving?" And I went, "I don't know what he's going to do, but like these guys don't know either." So these are quite literally their best guesses. And I think it's notable that Brett McMurphy and Chris Lowe have Ole Miss at the top. It kind of confirms a lot of the stuff I'm hearing locally here on the ground about this. Not that Lane doesn't want to move. I think he was hell-bent on moving. But, it's looking more and more like it. Like if you make me guess, come on, Ben, don't get in your feels. Do I really come across to y'all like I'm emotional? I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm just a loud, animated human being. I talk like no one's listening to me. You know what I mean? So I'm like, hey, listen, let me talk as loud as possible. But there's nothing emotional here. If anything, the only emotional piece is, man, Ole Miss has to do the best. It has to go about the business of Ole Miss without any type of reservations or handicap. So now that they've given themselves a week, I think you're starting to see this clarity kind of play off. I think you're worn out from all this crap. I'm good. I've had a great time.
And another thing.
I'm good.
We haven't talked about with the dominoes because Kiffin was the domino.
He's the domino, yeah.
Everybody was waiting.
And still waiting, too. I mean, still waiting.
Well, yeah. Still waiting. Hasn't decided. But another key piece to this is I can't remember if it was last night or this morning, Missouri put out a report that the folks in Columbia are putting together a new contract for Eli Drinkwitz, who – again, all of these people are starting to either find a new home or they're re-upping with their current home. Could mean that some things are trickling down the carousel with Lane Kiffin. So I'm not insinuating that people know, but maybe things are trending in a certain direction where people are starting to make moves. Now, I don't know if Drinkwitz would be in the mix for the Ole Miss job. I think he would stay at Missouri just for the fact that he's got a pretty much a similar situation that Kiffin has at Ole Miss, where he's essentially got full autonomy. He's got great support from the administration. He has a lot of NIL support. They're just, they're redoing the stadium. That'll be done for 2026. I think Drinkwitz has got a lot going for him at Missouri, which I thought was kind of odd when his name started popping up for all these different jobs. Because the landscape's different. The era is different. You look on paper and you think, oh, yeah, you take Florida or LSU over Missouri. It's not the same anymore. So that is a notable development here because Drinkwitz was absolutely on the board for LSU. He's absolutely on the board for Florida. He's on the board for Penn State. I don't know if he'd be on the board for Ole Miss. I mean, I'm sure Keith Carter and Glenn Boyce would vet him. If he'd listen, but yeah, if he's getting a new contract, that's certainly a massive development. But do you think something will leak out before the game?
If it stay Ole Miss, I certainly think it will. I would be surprised if it didn't.
I think that would be a calculated move by Kiffin and his team.
Well, while I do that, you go change the picture. While I do that, you go change your picture on the Ole Miss Spirit because it's not working. I'm going to pull up my update because I don't want to leave anything out that really stuck out to me. I'm reading it kind of right now. I was lean stay last week, even amidst all the noise, mainly for a lot of the considerations why I'm back to lean stay today. But the overwhelming public evidence is what it is, right? I mean, if you're just going by what Lane Kiffin has allowed people to know, I don't know how you can draw any other conclusion other than he's on his way out. However, the people, at least on the Ole Miss side, that would know and I would trust and would share their information. I don't know. I think more and more it's trending the way of Lane staying. It could change, and it's changed multiple times. I've now changed my mind three times.
No, I, yeah, same thing. I mean, I had said for the longest time that my gut said he stayed just because of all the things I just mentioned about Drinkwitz's situation and how Kiffin's is pretty much identical with full autonomy, gets everything he wants. Keith Carter, Glenn Boyce have been great for him. The fan base has been great. The collective's been great. The foundation, all of that. That was, those were all the reasons I thought he would stay at Ole Miss. Then after the announcement on Friday, I quickly shifted where I was like,
I mean, it's hard not to. And then like even Monday, you know, but I think on the ground from everything I'm hearing, that's where it's trending. I wanted to clear up a few things. I know there's been some rumblings out there, questions about Pete Golding, whoever the coach is. I'm just telling you, Pete, I fully expect to be on staff at Ole Miss next year. And really, Lane has always been the biggest domino. You're starting to see other dominoes fall, which means that you're really coming to a resolution with Lane here. I think John Sumrall told Arkansas, thanks, but no thanks. Listening to Auburn, waiting for Ole Miss. And I think Lane would be gone without the complicated timeline that Ole Miss and Lane are both in. Winning has always been the biggest advantage for Ole Miss in this whole thing. That's why I kept saying good problem. So last week was Lane stay, even when others weren't that way. We're saying he's an idiot. He's a homer. Days later, with all the other public evidence, I was saying, I don't know where, but not here. Probably LSU, because I would lean with all those national people. But what I learned yesterday when some of them reached out to me is they know about as much as I do, which is at the end of the day, yeah, we hear things and we can tell you what we're hearing, but no one really knows. This is the most unreliable narrator in the history of the sport. There's no way to catch the wind here. But what you can do is say what you're hearing in the moment and just hope that it's the best that it is. I don't know what he's going to do, Zach. I don't know what he's going to do. But if you ask me, I don't think he does either. But if you're asking me to roll on an outcome, I would roll on Lane Kiffin being the coach at Ole Miss next year, but fully expect to come up snake eyes because that's how this has been, right? Like it just needs to end soon, and it's good that we're getting this close. Like the Egg Bowl is almost here. The Egg Bowl is almost here, and Ole Miss is doing recruiting, normal operation stuff. Practice was the same yesterday, or was phenomenal yesterday. They're operating the same, you know.
Ole Miss flipped a guy on Monday.
They flipped a guy on Monday. Yeah, so like, there's nothing. That's what's like. Now, if we're going to just weigh public evidence, I'm like, well, they're like, and the response to, well, yeah, they're working, Ben, because you don't stop working until you have another job to work for, which I understand.
Yeah,
but I'm just telling you, that staff, man, they haven't stopped. They've been on the road. Most all of them that I've talked to don't like how this has played out. They have a true affinity and love for this place and what they've built. They would rather be sharing in the celebration of what Ole Miss could accomplish rather than be swept up in a cult of personality circus. But now it just feels like it's dying down. I think the strategy of Lane backing away publicly and on Twitter and doing all the trolling of his own fan base was the right move. Now the question is, what is he going to do? And if you ask me today, I'd say he's going to stick around. But even then,
did you see Bobby Petrino put out his farewell tweet and the graphic looks like a wedding invitation?
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I know the tinfoil hats and the black helicopters were out because everybody was like, well, Pete Golding didn't tweet out a shark. Like, well, you know, a lot's going on right now.
That man is running the entire operation right now as far as recruiting. Like, he's the one that's leading the effort to put the final touches on a 2026 recruiting class that will be primarily done in 2 weeks. Like, signed and official in just a couple of weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't put much of anything into whether or not he hit up a shark or not, but there are legitimate recruiting questions, including the Arkansas flip for Ole Miss earlier this week. We talked about that, not you and I, but me and Brad Logan here on Talk of Champions earlier this week. But other recruiting things, what's the major update for the Egg Bowl? I was told, and I put in that update on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of On Three. Ole Miss is supposedly bringing in a couple of visitors this weekend for the whole weekend, big-time visitors. I've heard some potential names, but it wasn't told me straight up, so I don't want to speculate if I don't know it for sure. But, yeah, man, I mean, this has been business as usual.
Yeah, I think the big update is obviously Micah Nickerson. I talked about him yesterday on the board. There were some rumblings that he might go back to Missouri this week. He's going to be at the Egg Bowl, which, yes, it is to watch both Mississippi State and Ole Miss. It's in Starkville. It's going to be at Davis Wade, but he's there to watch Ole Miss. Make no mistake about it. I was told yesterday that he will be back in Oxford, possibly as soon as this weekend, but definitely before signing day on Wednesday. So that is a good sign. If he does, in fact, show up, I'd probably go ahead and potentially pencil in a flip there. That's kind of, if you want to peek behind the curtain, see how the sausage is made, that's kind of what I'm waiting on. If Micah Nickerson shows back up in Oxford, I think the writing is on the wall there for Missouri. You saw Chad Simmons had an update on Jace Matthews this morning. You can read that at Ole Miss Spirit. It's on the board. I did a quick update as well. Ole Miss has been pushing hard behind the scenes. And soon as Hugh Freeze was fired, things got even more interesting. LSU has been pushing with Frank Wilson back, you know, as the interim there. LSU's trying to get back into it. LSU was a finalist for him as well. So I think Lane Kiffin staying could potentially bode well there. He wants to play for Lane Kiffin if he picks Ole Miss. He wants to be there with Dante Moncrief, who is a, you know, a family member. It's a cousin. He's close with him. He likes George McDonald. I think that combination of support staff, relationships, and Lane Kiffin staying would certainly help. So that is, if I had to guess, Ben, that might be the other visitor that would be coming in town. I haven't been able to confirm yet, but if you made me guess, if there are two big-time targets, I would think it'd be Micah Nickerson and Jace Matthews.
Yeah, and Matthews has been one we've been paying attention to, talked about as potential flip targets ever since Dante came on. You mentioned it, their family members and everything. Here's what he told On Three Rivals is Chad Simmons about where things stand. I'm still feeling good about Auburn. He told Rivals, it's still my top school. My commitment is still strong. What I've heard in regards to Auburn for weeks, and I've reported on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, for the On Three, DJ Durkin, the interim right now, they want him to be their head coach. He's just got to win. And if he wins the Iron Bowl, DJ Durkin's going to get Auburn. Kudos to Derek Nix for the offense he's put on the field and his opportunity finally to call plays solely. They've been a really good offense. And if DJ Durkin and Derek Nix are still there, it's going to be hard for Ole Miss to sign Jace Matthews out of high school. That doesn't mean anything, though, because all of these players are year to year, and he's one of the first ones we talk about as potentially being portal to Ole Miss next year, just like Kewon Lacy was. This is the same kind of situation. The only difference is Kewon Lacy was a running back and went to Missouri, while Jace Matthews is a wide receiver who could go to Auburn and then come to Ole Miss next year. And Ole Miss, listen, Deuce Knight, regardless of who the head coach is, Deuce Knight's going to get a lot of portal interest. And I think it's kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face, even though I know that DJ's trying to win the Iron Bowl and give his team the best position to win the Iron Bowl, not just for Auburn, face, but also for himself to, you know, strengthen his resume and get that job. He feels he's making the best decision not starting Deuce Knight, but Auburn actually had some juice and some people that gave a crap. And to take him off the field is interesting to me. And I know that I've heard it over and over and over again, and I'll continue to. Deuce Knight, if he gets into the portal, and there, you know, he's been back, he's been pre-portaled by everybody. Ole Miss would be a favorite for him to potentially land. But like Jace Matthews, one way or another, he's one of the very few precious kind of developments we're waiting on as Ole Miss tries to finish off this 2026 recruiting class, led by Pete Golding, and could be within the next couple of days back full bore with the momentum of Lane Kiffin staying at Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, who could say that Ole Miss doesn't end with a flurry next Wednesday if you get all of the publicity of Lane Kiffin staying, you get all these prospects that have been on the fence with Ole Miss, and, you know, well, if Kiffin leaves, then I'm definitely moving on from Ole Miss. But if he stays, you know, who knows? It wouldn't shock me if Ole Miss had a couple surprises on signing day. Now, portal is the bigger thing. Ole Miss is never going to – I don't think Ole Miss is ever – as long as Lane Kiffin's the head coach, I don't think Ole Miss is ever going to be in the camp of, you know, signing 28 to 30 guys anymore. It's going to be 25 or less every year, in my opinion, just because of the numbers and how things shake out. You want to have plenty of spots open. But, yeah, I mean, I think – it was a very convoluted and bumpy road to potentially get there. But if it leaks out before the game or Lane Kiffin announces after the game that he's going to stay at Ole Miss, I mean, whether you agree with it or not, or you've moved on or you're back on board, or it's, you know, hey, we're glad you're back, but you need to, you know, clean up your room a little bit. The momentum is going to be real because, again, this is what is insane and is lost in all of this because of all the circus and the drama is Ole Miss would be 11-1 and a surefire in Sharpie college football playoff team, which is what Lane Kiffin has been building towards this entire time at Oxford. It would be overshadowed, but I'm hoping that the folks on ABC give Ole Miss its due and actually talk about the team and not talk about Kiffin the whole time.
Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend free pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Javon Campbell, am I missing something? Is there something trending towards Lane staying? Go to the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fit of on 3. I did a big update last night. Essentially, if you're asking your friendly neighborhood Ginger Shrek, hey, Ben, what do you think today on Thanksgiving Eve? Well, from everything I'm getting, and I'm just as, like, okay, as you guys, is, yeah, I would put my money on him staying right now. But at the very least, all of it is even money, and this man changes with the wind. But from everything I'm hearing on the ground here in Oxford, Mississippi, and it's mostly the Ole Miss side, and that's something that can those people can be unreliable because, of course, they're going to be bullish about Ole Miss and their chances and all these kind of things.
Yeah,
but I have to go with what I'm hearing, and if like I trust those people, I'm not going to dismiss that. And I've heard from some national people too. And again, to bring kind of back up the predictions from earlier from experts, Chris Lowe having Ole Miss today as his prediction, which I know that would not have been his prediction days ago, is notable. Same for Brett McMurphy. Ross Dellinger going with LSU is interesting. And I got to acknowledge that one because I think Ross also is going to be at the Egg Bowl. Can't wait to see him. He used to cover Ole Miss State, the whole state in his sports for the Clarion Ledger. And now he's the best, in my opinion, national guy for college football. So Ross picking LSU, I think, is certainly notable and something that I'm not dismissing. But with what I'm hearing here on the ground, and you pair that with things like Chris Lowe coming out, who is Lane's guy, saying Ole Miss and predicting today, that's why I would pick Ole Miss. I don't have any conviction about it. I have no conviction about it at all.
Well, and to your point about, you know, well, a lot of the Ole Miss people are saying this, and, you know, of course, they're closer to it. I mean, those same Ole Miss people weren't saying that, you know, 3 days ago. So it's not right. Just the, you know, well, they're all homers, you know, so they're going to predict. No, it's not that. But also, like, I noticed over the weekend, a lot of LSU folks that were very, very confident 3 or 4 days ago are starting to, you know, I don't really know.
I'm glad you bring that up. And forgive me, but I wanted to add to that specifically. That's something I've been hearing for days. It's like, Ben, while Ole Miss, quote, is losing momentum, none of these sides feel particularly confident. Now, fans are different. I'm talking about the people we talk to try to tell y'all what's going on in our jobs. And the people I talk to on the LSU side, the Florida side, they would say the same thing. LSU feels good, but they don't know. They don't feel – all of them, and it would always come back to the same conversation, didn't matter if it was LSU or Florida, turning around, like, yeah, they feel confident, but there's also this just as much worry or concern that they're being played. And all three feel that way, that they're feeling in some way being played, and they don't know. No one truly knows. And that's what I'm just trying to impress upon people. Just because here on the ground and what I'm hearing, which is overwhelmingly the Ole Miss side, but I talked to the national people, a lot of the people that you've seen on this list I've talked to within the last 2 days, and they know about as much as me. But what they're hearing, I think, is this is a good representation of that. And for Chris Lowe to put Ole Miss, that's the one that went, oh, so yeah. Maybe there is some real validity here.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he's the guy. Mythbuster LSU claim he bought $1.2 million home in Baton Rouge and moved already. That's not true.
No, that was already debunked.
Yeah. That's already been debunked. The Lane tax. It is. This is the Lane.
Tiger dropping.
Yeah. This is the Lane Kiffin tax, Will. You're absolutely right. I mean, and you're going to pay it every single off season. When is the tax too much? I thought this was looking like the time when the tax was too much, but I stand by what I've been saying for 2 weeks. Even if Lane stays this time around, I don't expect him to be almost head coach in 3 years. And also, if Texas comes open, if Steve Sarkisian goes to the NFL, there's already been back channeling from Texas about Lane's interest. And I know Lane would want to entertain Texas, even though he'll say, I'm committed in this, that, and the other. If Texas opens, like, this isn't over. This is who Lane is. And he had every opportunity to end this. And even if he stays, he has done real damage.
Which, again, is like, if we're going to program-wise, money-wise, all that, obviously Texas is a bigger deal than Ole Miss, is a better program. But, like, the era is completely different. Like, this is – like, the fit is what's most important, in my opinion. Like, I don't think Lane's a fit at LSU. Doesn't mean he won't win. Doesn't mean he won't have the support. Doesn't mean he won't have the money. But I just don't think it's a good fit. I mean, Brian Kelly won a ton at Notre Dame. Go look at the – go look at his Wikipedia page and pull up the head coaching record section. It's impressive. He couldn't get it done at LSU. Now, sure, injuries happen, graduation, NFL draft, all that. But a lot of it, I think, is fit. Like, if you don't fit somewhere, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to like going to work every day. And I think that that's big and lost on a lot of people with Ole Miss. Like, Lane Kiffin is happy being at Ole Miss and being in Oxford because people leave him the hell alone. Like, everybody understands.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think Lane Kiffin is ever happy. I don't think he's ever content. Well, but I do think there is one
relative
of the
to this conversation. Yeah, he's content at Ole Miss, and I think.
Oh, he's not content. He's a malcontent. But yes, he does appreciate that he doesn't get approached at dinner.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. It's like he's content with like that lifestyle. Like, people leave him alone. Like, he goes to hot yoga every day, and he's not blown up for pictures and autographs, and people aren't clamoring to hang out with him. Like, people leave him alone. Like, you're not getting that at Baton Rouge. You're sure as hell not getting that at Texas. Like, that place is the pressure cooker of all pressure cookers.
It really is, though.
I mean, Steve Sarkisian went to the semifinals last year in the college football playoff and has Arch Manning and a slew of five stars and a phenomenal defense. And you lose to Ohio State by 7 in the season opener. and everybody wants to run you out of town. Like that's been my thing too about Florida and LSU, Ben, is like they don't expect you to just get to the college football playoff. They expect you to win. And if you roll out a 9-3 or mm-hmm. you know, whatever, like your head is on the stick. Like
I've said that so much, I feel like I'm like repeating myself because we kind of are in a lot of ways. But like, dude, if you'd gone,
I have notes on like the notes app in my phone. I just copy and paste stuff when people ask me because I've just said it so many times.
Yeah, like one of those for me is like with the best Ole Miss roster ever, he went 9-3 with losses to Kentucky and Florida, both of them egregious in their own way. Florida, because you started Micah Davis, a fifth string wide receiver who's now at Southern Miss at running back rather than play the best running back of all your shitty running backs, which was Ulysses Bentley. And then Kentucky, you lost to a player in Brock Vandegrift, a quarterback who quite literally retired because he just wasn't good at football anymore. So egregious, absolutely egregious.
No, last year's.
And if you do those at LSU with the best LSU roster ever, with the best Florida roster ever, because that was the best Ole Miss roster ever. Do you think they're going to be okay with 9-3? You think there's not going to be any push? There was no push from Ole Miss fans to put Lane on the hot seat. So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a reason why all this public perception has been overwhelmingly on the side of Ole Miss, not just for the unfairness of the calendar, but also, like, it doesn't make sense if you're looking to be happy and have whatever you want. Why would you be entertaining this, especially when you're at the place that you've always wanted to be, which is single-digit wins away from winning yours, Lane, your first ever title, not someone else's, yours,
right.
And you're focused on everything but. I think he's done a good job compartmentalizing the last couple of days, at least from what I'm hearing from the practice fields, and Ole Miss has had great practices, to where I'm not as freaked out about the Egg Bowl. This is still a team that can beat you. And will absolutely make it a miserable game. It's going to be uncomfortable. Hell, last year was uncomfortable. With Jackson Dart in the best roster ever, they only beat him 26-14 in a defensive effort. Like, Jeff Lebby's going to come for it. He wants your job, too, if you leave here at Ole Miss. He's coming for you. However, I don't feel it's like it's not the same pit in your stomach doom and gloom. I think Ole Miss is actually going to give it a, you know, it's going to be as close to – I didn't think they'd get anywhere close to playing at full capacity because of all this Lane stuff. And I think they're as close as they'll ever be with a good week of practice now. And I think Lane, as of today, if you made me guess, is staying, fully expecting him to be LSU's coach on Saturday. Who the hell knows? All I know is Ole Miss, by God, if he can make sure of it, if he's leaving, he ain't coaching the playoff.
Yeah. The game on Saturday, or excuse me, Friday, I mean, I think it's Ole Miss's to win far and away. Better team, better quarterback, better running back. Defense, I don't know, maybe it's a wash. I think Ole Miss has better pressure numbers. They get after the quarterback a little bit better.
And it's got better and better later in the year.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Ton of injuries. I mean, Kelly Jones from Mississippi State is a dude. He'll play on Sundays. But
he's awesome.
I mean, I think if you're Ole Miss, you pound the rock with Kewon Lacy until Mississippi State tries to stop it. And then, I mean, that's just been kind of the game plan, like they did against Oklahoma, did against South Carolina, did against Florida, where you run with Lacy, and then you pop one to Stribling, you pop one to you know, Trey Wallace, you know, who Daquan Wright, whatever. Like, you suck the defense up and then make them pay, or slip Trinidad out the back door on his own read. I think it's going to be, if you're Ole Miss, that you want it to be a boring game where it's just a methodical, dominant effort from the offense. The offensive line, like somebody the other day asked me when I did the AMA about the most improved player on the team, and I just said the entire offensive line. The O-line's been great. And I know people have pointed out, I think it's true, and both things
whole
can
trophy,
be true.
Hey, Hull Trophy Award winner Patrick Kudas, congratulations to him.
Yep.
He won the Hull Trophy, which every year annually goes out to the best lineman in the state of Mississippi. He deserves credit, transfer from Arkansas. His first real live-action practicer game was Georgia State. Did Ole Miss play Georgia State or Southern? Georgia State. And, God, I mean, dude, it's that feels like an eternity ago.
It does.
And that was his first live-action in almost a full calendar year. And, yes, he'd been dressed for practice, but he didn't do much of anything at Ole Miss. They were trying to get him to the season. And that first game, man, it was bad. It was rough. The lowest graded offensive player for Ole Miss, far and away, hands down, not even close. And now all these weeks later, as he's gotten his legs under him and returned to the all-league caliber player he was at Arkansas, he wins the whole trophy. It speaks to exactly what Zach's getting at here. That offensive line, Bryson Sanders, great first-year starting at center. The fact that you hadn't really noticed him is just a testament to how well he's played.
Yeah, you don't want to be noticed as a center.
That starting five has been together for pretty much every game. And that is that's unprecedented and kind of fit the formula I said in the preseason. They don't have a lot of numbers up front, but if they can get the same kind of luck, as I hear your kids yelling again, if they get the same kind of little Zach Berry up there is having some fun. If they have the same kind of luck as 2012 when they had all the same starting five working, they could be cooking with gas, and that's exactly what's happened here. So yeah, man, that's a great point. The offensive line deserves just an absolute ton of credit.
Yeah, I think early in the year, it was a lot of credit to Trinidad's legs and being able to create. And I think that, sure, a mobile quarterback can make an offensive line look good, look better. But then down the stretch, man, I mean, there were games where Ole Miss just was – they're just like, hey, we're running right here, and you're not stopping five. Our five guys up front, our six guys, if you throw in, you know, Bruckler or Luke Haas or Daquan Wright, like, we're just going to run down your throat. You saw it in, you know, Florida, South Carolina, Oklahoma took over the game. So I think somebody in the chat pointed out Bradley Voiles, you know, couldn't run the ball last year. I know Ulysses Bentley had the long touchdown run, but it was a struggle. They did it a lot with Dart and had to throw the ball. This year, I think that's got to be your game plan, right? Run game travels. Run game and defense. Those are two things that travel. I think you got to go in, set the tone early. Long, methodical opening drive to score. And then I think after that, you can turn it over to the defense and get after Blake Shapen. I'm assuming he's going to play. Lebby seems to have been sticking by his man there. The Kamario Taylor experience, if Mississippi State fans that are listening.
Zach going to take a minute to obviously get on to his children. But Kamario Taylor, to kind of talk to Zach's point, he brings a rushing component that Shapen doesn't. I think Shapen's going to start. He's passed for nearly 3,000 yards, 15 touchdowns. It has been up and down. But Kamario Taylor's come on more and more, and he's really the future there for them. I think he's going to be a good player in time, former four-star recruit. Been getting some questions in the chat since Zach needs to go be a dad. At Heath Skelton wants to know, are you guys going to the Egg Bowl for coverage? I will be live at the Egg Bowl with Brad Logan afterwards as I welcome you into the Riverland Roofing Studios. I'm still working to make it look better, but, hey, we're getting there. But yes, I will be at the Egg Bowl. Brad Logan will be with me. Jake Thompson, both guys that contribute and work with me at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet 3. We will be there. We'll absolutely see you guys. If you see me, if you see this stupid redheaded face, come say what's up. Travis, Ben, you have the questions loaded for Friday. Are you planning on letting it rest till Saturday? No. I mean, I think after the game, we just ask him, all right, the game's over. There's no more distractions. What are you doing? You got to do what you got to do. And then I love this at Mary Ridon. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce your last name. Daddy had to get up. We all know that face, dude. That face you made. It's like, okay, that's it. As a dad with two beautiful girls up there, Gracie and Riley, man, when I saw that, I said, oh, they messed up. they messed up with my guy ZB. But before we get out of here, we only got about 10 minutes left. I wanted to knock out the recruiting stuff because whenever you're on with me, we make sure to touch on all the recruiting angles. Somebody asked, and I got to find it. Here it is, Bradley Voiles. If Lane leaves, are we going to lose our recruits? What do you think?
I mean, there's going to be some attrition just naturally. A lot of guys are going to leave because of the head coach, but assistant coaches are important. You mentioned already, Ben, I think Pete Golding is staying at Ole Miss regardless. I think you and I talk to different people, but I think we also talk to similar people. And I feel pretty well sourced on that Pete Golding wants to stay at Ole Miss. I've been calling him like the modern day Bud Foster. I think he wants to be a DC. He loves being a coach.
He absolutely wants the job if it comes open. I just don't think it's coming open.
You think so? Today. I don't think he wants to be on that one, buddy.
I don't think so on that one.
I think he likes being a DC and he's cool with that. But either way, I think he's
the head coach of Ole Miss. And in 2 years, with a little bit more seasoning, two more years of the Lane train and the Lane drama and the keeping up with the Kiffdashians, I think he'd be he could be a great guy to step in at that point. I don't think he's ready now. I think Ole Miss would be going – they'd try to hire John Sumrall as quickly as possible. But as of today, yeah, I don't think Lane's leaving. But maybe he does.
But as far as the recruits, if Pete Golding's still at Ole Miss, if Randall Joyner is still at Ole Miss, that's going to help because – especially the front seven dudes. Linebackers and defensive linemen, they love those two dudes. Probably two of the top recruiters in the country, in Pete Golding and Randall Joyner. A guy that I mention a lot that I don't think many people realize or know. They might see him on the sideline because he's got a huge, awesome beard. But Lou Spanos is a guy that has done, I mean, yeoman's work. I mean, he turned Prince Umami Ellen into a dude. Jared Ivey, J.J. Pegues, Xavier Harris, like all the guys, you know, a lot of – obviously credit goes to Randall Joyner first and foremost. He's the position coach. But Lou Spanos has been a huge addition to the coaching staff. He's got a ton of NFL experience, and he's helped these guys really change their game when they get there. And, you know, you see it this year with Cam Franklin, William Echols, D.J. Holmes, Jam William Brown.
William Echols in his first year starting is Ole Miss's highest graded starter on defense. He's been an absolute monster, and Lou's a big part of that. Cam Franklin
probably –
handpicked by Pete Golding, handcrafted every single day by Lou Spanos and Randall Joyner. Man, that front turns out Pete was onto something when he said in August, I don't anticipate much drop off.
Yeah.
You've missed Walter Nolan. You missed Jared Ivey, JJ Pegues.
Yeah.
But they have never been this current group been closer to some of those guys than they are right now. William Echols looks like Walter Nolan.
I was gonna say it's probably going to be back-to-back years with a true freshman on the All-America team. Jam Brown was on it last year. Probably going to have another one with William Echols. But, yeah, look, if Kiffin leaves, there are going to be some recruits that leave. It's just – it's bound to happen. But I don't think it's going to be all of them.
No, I don't think so either, because a lot of these are already contracted through the Grove Collective. They've already come to agreements and stuff, and it would be too late. Bottom line, but that's where staff retention really matters. You know, that's where Lane leaves, but Sumrall comes in and Pete, you know, Pete's still there and it maintains Ray thinking Sumrall would prefer Ole Miss over Auburn is next level delusion. Go SEC West champs, baby.
He's already said it.
Friend, it's not delusion. It's just telling you the truth. I mean, what I know and what you know are a little different here, man. And y'all can keep saying I'm wrong. And the more that man keeps waiting and waiting and like, it's like our accepted, this ain't personal. I'm just telling you what I know. I know the conversations Ole Miss has had with John Sumrall specifically, how down the road they have gone with him. And I know what he's told Ole Miss. And I know that he told Arkansas no, and he's kind of keeping Auburn. Is that off? I think it's Florida or Ole Miss, honestly, more than Auburn. Now, he could still end up at Auburn. But we're not talking out of our ass. We're not that's not how we do. We could end up being wrong, yes, but I'm never going to not be honest with y'all. Ben, what are you hearing? Give me the inside scoop. I wear it on my sleeve. That's why y'all call me emotional and stuff. I tell y'all everything. I don't care. Well, not everything, but I'm not shy about it. I do not care.
It's the age old thing. My job is to be honest. I'm going to ask you a question, but if it's not what I want to hear, then you're wrong.
Then you're wrong. This Ray, again, he's being hired at Auburn on Sunday. Very well could happen. Very well could happen. Right now, he's waiting on Ole Miss and resolution at Ole Miss. And right now, I think we're getting closer to resolution at Ole Miss.
Put it on Twitter.
Yeah, put it on Twitter, Ray. Put it on. Break it up. Break the news, man. More power to you. I'm not trying to compete with you. I don't care. If he is the head coach on Sundays, because Lane Kiffin stayed, which is what I'm kind of hearing today. I'm leaning stay again. I don't believe half the stuff that comes from this either, because it's a truly unprecedented situation. We have no precedent to how to handle any of this. So, we're all kind of just trying to go as we can. You know what I mean? Don't explain yourself to these people. You're right. But also, I love talking to opposing fans. I just we can all talk our shit and have our fun, and also accept that God is good, and this is just big, silly, stupid drama that we all love. So,
speaking of that, hit that line. We'll be live tonight. I want everybody in there. We are last week's episode. Incredible. We had tons of people in there from all different fan bases. It was a ton of fun. So equal opportunity podcast. We love having everybody in there to talk, and because a lot of people have fun with it. Like they'll talk some shit here and there, but everybody's in there to talk ball and talk about games and have a good time. But Ben, I guess to close here, maybe Ole Miss will find a way to Wesley Snipes this thing and evade some taxes with Lane Kiffin, because this tax is getting old. It's crazy, man. People have told me, like, over the last couple weeks, like, A, I don't think Lane Kiffin knows what he wants to do, and B, he keeps changing his mind. I believe that 100%.
I think Lane Kiffin wanted to move this cycle, but he couldn't because Ole Miss just won too much. And I think he's got family members saying, we're going to LSU. I think he's got his brain telling him, no, you're staying here at Ole Miss. Neither of those outcomes would surprise me. If Lane Kiffin is at LSU, then John Sumrall, I believe, would be Ole Miss's head coach by Sunday night at Auburn. But right now, I mean, Ole Miss people, the ones making the decisions in the room, doing the talking, they seem to think that, yeah, I mean, he's going to end up sticking around. And that came from – and, again, we could put up the predictions if y'all want to look at it. It's not just me saying this. This is not just dumb Ben. Like, here's the other guys. Who do you trust? Chris Lowe, that's who I trust, and he says Ole Miss too. Could it change? Yes. But as of today, that's what I would guess. But I know that, you know, you got friends playing Fortnite with Knox, Kiffin saying, well, Knox says they're going to LSU. Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? You know what I mean? Like, it could be any of those outcomes, and none of them would absolutely surprise me.
Like father, like son.
Before we get out of here, if you're unhappy with or shopping your health insurance coverage, call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449. He offers regular health, dental, vision, Medicare supplement plans. Ole Miss grad services 35 different carriers. It'll make sure that you and your family get the right plan. Call him at 601-953-8449. Visit him at his website at quoteswithdrew.com. My thanks to B&A Bank, my hometown bank. If you're financially stupid like me and need other people to make your decisions, why not have friends do it? And B&A Bank are my friends, Carolyn Brownson, Whit Spencer, Mike Staten, all those people. They're wonderful people. I grew up with them, and I'm thrilled that I'm still got such a good relationship with them. 662-534-8171, 662-534-8171, branches in New Albany and Tupelo. My thanks to Tannehill Carmen, Zach Bonner at Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title. He's served Oxford for over 20 years, criminal defense, personal injury, real estate, probate and estate planning. If you're buying a condo, climbing the property ladder, upsizing, downsizing, buying recreational property, whatever it is, give Zach Bonner and his team at Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title in Oxford a call today, and they'll take care of you. And then Andy Ludeke of MyPerfectFranchise.net, Andy, if you're sick of your job or the corporate rat race, you're ready to leave it, want to diversify, build wealth, leave a legacy, have a job, or, you know, just have a side hustle, Andy Ludeke can help you. He's a franchise consultant, and he helps people find franchises that fit their skill sets, passions, and financial requirements. And I know that, especially my church home here in New Albany, Mississippi, at Hillcrest, a lot of people being hit right now with job loss and some real pain out there. Andy Ludeke can maybe help you out if you're looking for something, because I know how scary it is to not know where your next dollar's coming from. Why not go in business for yourself? Andy Ludeke is the man to call. MyPerfectFranchise.net, or call him at 404-973-9901. 404-973-9901. MyPerfectFranchise.net. Rapid fires, we get out of here. My first question for you, Zach Berry. What is the number one thing that every single person, all 4,000 people that are listening live right now, what do they need to know about where Ole Miss recruiting is right now? This is my first rapid fire of three. Go.
Micah Nickerson will be an Ole Miss Rebel on signing day.
All right.
You want to go ahead and say that? I believe Ole Miss is very much in it for Jace Matthews. I think that's very real. There were a lot of caveats in the post about, you know, potential. It's unlikely because we don't know what Lane Kiffin's ultimately doing. I'm kind of with Ben now. If you made me pick, I think Kiffin stays at Ole Miss. And I think if Kiffin stays at Ole Miss, then that drastically changes things for Jace Matthews. And then as far as the rest of recruiting, you still got Tavian Branch. You still got Danny Beal out there. Danny Beal has just been back and forth. It's probably going to be one or the other with him and Tavian Branch. I don't know if Ole Miss will have room for both. Play the same position too. Tavian Branch will be at the Iron Bowl Saturday, and then he's going to make a decision on signing day. And then outside of that, I had a couple pieces I put up at Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com. Talked to a lot of recruits. They gave me their thoughts on just the whole circus, the whole coaching carousel in general. You can go read those quotes. Had a lot of good ones. And then, yeah, just stay locked in on the board. The tidbits will be rolling throughout the weekend. And I think one way or the other, whether Kiffin stays on Friday or Saturday, we will have a lot of coverage from talking to commits, talking to targets, getting their reactions. If there are any prospects listening to the show, or if they listen to the show, whether it's live or later, tip of the cap to you for being open and honest with me. And because look, there are some that hey, I love it where guys are like, dude, I don't care. I don't care what Lane Kiffin's doing. I'm either trying to win a championship or you know, it'll all work out. And then I've got some where, man, they give me a full breakdown of what they think about the landscape of college football and how things are changing. It's a business, blah, blah, blah. So if you want to stay up on recruiting, get with us, olemissspirit.com. We will have a 50% off Black Friday deal and a Cyber Monday deal. So get it while you can. Full access to The Athletic, full access to On3, Rivals, Coaching Carousel, Transfer Portal, National Signing Day, all of that and more. And bearing the lead here, but the message board community's awesome. It's been so much fun.
It's been growing like a weed, man. Insane. Yeah. Like it's been really cool to see the community roll through this. Even the ones that love to mess with old Ben Garrett, smut for craft beer, Johnny Rebel. Hey guys, how we doing? Virginia Rep, come hang out with us. The Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, fleet of On3. Ole Miss would dog walk Oregon. Yeah, I think so. You know what? I think every time I'm with Zach, I'm going to close it out like this. It's a new segment called Talk Your Shit. I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to put you on the screen. I'm going to do it myself. You're up first. Talk your shit, Zach, about whatever you want to talk your shit about.
I said this before. If you're familiar with the critically acclaimed film, The Internship with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, they are interns at Google. And at the end of the movie, they design an app that you have to solve some kind of math problem before you can drunk dial or drunk text someone. I think someone needs to do this for Lane Kiffin for when he's on Twitter, to where he has to do some kind of difficult problem before he can actually access his Twitter. Because I do think he needs to a little self-reflection here with the trolling. I think it's gotten to a point where it needs to stop. You know, it's great when you're winning and everybody's happy and it's funny to mess with Nick Saban and it's funny to make fun of Kirby Smart's haircut, but enough's enough. It's time to grow up, put it away, stop doing it. I think it's pissed people off. That's kind of the big thing for me. The question is, well, if Lane Kiffin stays, like, what are the fans going to think? I think he's going to have to do a very, very, very long and tenuous and convoluted redemption tour. He's going to have to win a lot of people's trust back. I think that's I think that goes without saying. He's going to have to prove to people that he is going to change, because this is going to get old. Can't do this every year. You're either in or you're out. You either want to be at Ole Miss or you don't. So whatever you decide, whether it's to leave or to stay, if you're going to stay, stop. It's the Michael Jordan meme. Just stop. It's old. It's tired. Just grow up, man. 50
That's
years
pretty
old.
Good. That's pretty good talking your shit. I'll talk my shit. I'll keep
and
it.
And I don't think I even cursed. I don't think I even cursed.
You didn't.
It's hard.
Talking my shit, it's very simple for me, man. Lane Kiffin, no one expected him to be here 6 years. Whether he stays or goes, and no one knows, no one expected that. But you knew that when it ended, and it will end one day, it was going to be messy. And unfortunately, this has gotten messy. I hope that Lane makes the right decision for himself, but really learns through this that, buddy, there are right and wrong ways to handle things. I'm convinced that he wanted to move, Zach. I'm convinced that he wanted to move, and he just couldn't. And he still might go to LSU or Florida on Saturday, but Ole Miss has made it very clear there is no scenario in which it would allow a departing Lane Kiffin to coach the playoffs. And that's really what's allowed, like, that's what's bought Ole Miss time is they're winning. They're taking a stand in that way because Lane is a toddler. He didn't understand why he couldn't just lead Ole Miss in the playoffs. If he wanted to go to LSU or Florida, then by God, he should be allowed to. That's not how it works. And when it's done, whatever it is, I hope I finally get to ask him again and he will actually answer. If it's not about money, as you told Pat McAfee, then what are your considerations in making decisions then? Especially when it comes to football. Because Ole Miss has given him everything. Everything. More than most everybody else would ever even think to give him. You will not get that at Florida and LSU. But I do hope if you do leave that you will find happiness. But I'm afraid that Lane Kiffin deals with the arrival fallacy. Pushing that boulder up the hill. If I can just get this, then I'll be happy. If I can just get this, I'll be happy. At the end of all things, folks, God is sovereign. God is good. And is this enough for you? Me talking to Zach and talking to y'all, that's enough for me. That's enough for me. For Lane Kiffin, he's always chasing. If I can just arrive at a certain place, then I'll be happy. I'll be good. I hope he's learned through this that and the outpouring of national public support saying it's messed up if you do this. And he's listened to all of that. Or the pushback from you locally. It's okay for you to say, man, this is messed up, Lane. Why do you not want us, man? Well, I never said I didn't want you. Well, your actions spoke differently. Bottom line is the Baton Rouge and Gainesville trip were brazen and completely disrespectful, which contradicts everything you'd been saying about why you don't talk about these jobs to begin with. So when this is over, because you don't want to talk about it during season, fine. But after the Egg Bowl, one of the first questions is, hey, now that the distractions are gone then, there are no games to play. Is there anything over the last 2 weeks that you would have done differently if you could? I think if you were being honest with yourself, you'd admit, yes, there were many, many things, not the least of which, bottom line, man, you shouldn't have sent your family on information gathering trips during the bye week. You overplayed your hand, and Ole Miss only ever wanted you to love them back. And I think that you're going to end up sticking around. But the sad thing is that you're on the eve of Thanksgiving with the Egg Bowl in 2 days, and we still don't know. I think if he's staying, it's going to leak. I think it'll leak on Friday morning before the game if he's staying. If he's not, it'll be more of the Lane Kiffin circus. No one's surprised by the circus. They're just surprised when it doesn't end messy. I don't think it's ended now, but it will end messy whenever it is. I think that's in a couple of years. And I'm just glad that we're getting close to resolution here. The Ole Miss Spirit, we talk about it all day, every day. The Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fitted on 3. Come and hang out with us. We'd love to have you. Black Friday sale coming up, 50% off for new subs. Even if you've wanted to try us out and hadn't or have tried us before, want to come back and give it a shot, you're not a new sub. It don't matter, man. You just $1 for a week and you can try it out. Real cheap, man. We do this all day, every day. I've changed my mind 3 times. I've never been very convicted in any way. It was lean stay. And then it was, man, he's gone. Now it's back to lean stay. I fully expect him just to go then, right? Like, who the hell knows with this cat at this point? But the Ole Miss side, which is where I'm sourced, man, overwhelmingly. I mean, I got a lot of national peoples too, but I don't know, dude. Like, I think he's going to stick around because what more obvious ending than for Lane to be able to play the victim? Because he only wants to do that and say, I told you I wasn't talking about this during the season and absolve himself from sending his family to Baton Rouge and Gainesville mission on information gathering trips, all that stuff. He'll be able to absolve himself. It doesn't change the fact that he did some damage this time. He did some real damage. Allen Hawkins, I don't see how he can stay. No idea how. Don't think all of his acrimony serves anyone well. It doesn't, but winning cures all. This is year to year. We have the attention spans of dogs, which is 4 seconds in 2025. Everybody would just accept it and move on. But I know structurally, organizationally, there's some big money guys that are never going to forget this. This one was worse. This was Auburn 22 on steroids, whether he stays or goes. And I think anybody that makes a projection like On3 did today would be perfectly valid in making those predictions. Sure, Brett McMurphy and Chris Lowe specifically. The Ole Miss end is what I'm hearing too. That would be my prediction as well. But I respect the hell out of Josh Pate. Respect the hell out of Big Cat at Barstool. Hell, I like Brandon Walker. Ari and Andy here at On Three both say LSU. Any of them can make that argument for their choice that they're thinking Lane Kiffin's going to. I'm just telling you today, Ben Garrett, I think he's staying probably, and then fully expecting him to leave. This has been Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett. He's Zach Berry. Thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Be safe.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Watch the parade. And, man, if the Cowboys beat the Chiefs, I'm going to be insufferable. Bye, everybody. It's just true. They beat.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.